The Greek Parliament has approved several economic and financial reforms after a long and acrimonious emergency debate on further austerity measures. The Prime Minister, Alexis Tsipras, said the outcome showed that Greece honoured its economic commitments. He said he was confident Eurozone creditors would now unlock funds Athens needs to repay loans to the International Monetary Fund. Yolan Nell reports.
Protesters gathered outside the Parliament building as the latest austerity measures were voted through following 4 days of emergency debate. Tax rises on a range of goods and services will now be introduced over the next 2 years, and Greek state assets will gradually be transferred to a new privatisation fund. The Prime Minister, Alexis Tsipras, is trying to show his sticking to the terms of a bailout deal, Greece's third in 5 years, that he struck with international creditors last July.
The Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi has announced the start of a big military operation to recapture the city of Fallujah from Islamic State fighters, who seized it more than 2 years ago. Army and police reinforcements have been sent to surround the city, and the Iraqi authorities earlier warned civilians to leave. Fallujah is estimated to contain 60,000 civilians, many of them families of IS militants. The world's largest insurance company, AXA, says it's divesting itself from all its tobacco-related assets. The French multinational says this amounts to $1.9 billion of equity in bonds. AXA executives say there will be a short-term cost, but they argue that in the long run, investing in a product, which the World Health Organization estimates will claim hundreds of millions of lives this century, is simply unsustainable. The Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi has arrived in Iran, the first such visit in more than a decade. He's seeking to strengthen economic ties between the two countries and boost investment. Here's Jill McGivering.
India's relations with Iran suffered when Tehran was under tough international sanctions. But now Mr. Modi is keen to get the relationship back on track. It's part of his wider ambitions to expand India's strategic influence and forge new business partnerships. A major Indian investment deal for the development of Chabahar, an Iranian port close to the border with Pakistan, is likely to be high on the agenda. It could provide a sea route for goods from landlocked Afghanistan to India and beyond, and give India alternative access to Central Asia.
All direct votes in Austria's presidential election have been counted, but the result is too close to call. Norbert Hofer, the candidate of the far-right and Eurosceptic Freedom Party, and the former Green Party leader Alexander van der Bellen are neck and neck. They'll have to wait until the hundreds of thousands of postal votes have been counted on Monday. World news from the BBC. President Obama has begun a visit to Vietnam, aimed at strengthening defence and economic ties. The Vietnamese government is hoping that Mr. Obama will announce the lifting of the partial US arms embargo. Mr. Obama is the third U.S. president to visit since the end of the Vietnam War. Thousands of Brazilians have taken to the streets in Rio de Janeiro and Sao Paulo in the latest protests against the acting president, Michel Temer. Police blocked roads in Sao Paulo as the march headed to Mr. Temer's residence. In Rio, protesters called for his resignation. The veteran British film director Ken Loach has won this year's Palme d'Or, the top award at the Cannes Film Festival, with the drama I, Daniel Blake. His new film is about a carpenter in northeast England struggling to retain his state benefits. Vincent Dowd reports.
In I, Daniel Blake, Ken Loach has made one of his angriest films. Blake is a carpenter nearing 60 who has a heart attack and can no longer work. When state benefits are withdrawn, he has no way to support himself. He meets a single mother, Katie, herself terrified of poverty, and a relationship develops. It's a decade since Loach won the Palme d'Or at Cannes for The Wind That Shakes the Barley. He joins a small group of directors in winning more than once. Accepting the award, Ken Loach said the world was in the grip of a dangerous project of austerity.
In football, Barcelona have won the Copa del Rey, completing a Spanish league and cup double for the second season in a row. They beat Sevilla 2-0 in Madrid. Both goals came in extra time. Barcelona played most of the match with 10 men after Javier Mascherano was sent off. But Sevilla ended the game with just 9 players. BBC News.